This is WSIU. We're powered by you. The Stage Company presents Healin' Home. It's its summer production, directed by Kevin Purcell. We thought we'd talk to Kevin and one of the stars of the show as we get ready for the production. In studio, Kevin Purcell, as well as Annie Kafalas, who plays Andalusia in Healin' Home. Kevin and Annie, thanks so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, for people who are not familiar with this play, I guess, Kevin, let's start with the basics. What is Healin' Home about?
Healin' Home is about the Orphan Train, written by Carrie Catton, who is an Illinois playwright. And the Orphan Train is something that existed, Jennifer, between 1859 and 1929 in this country. 70 years of time where over 200,000 orphans, most of whom from the East Coast, were transported by train across the country to the Ohio Valley, the Midwest, and the Plains states. And at train depots along the way, farm families would come in from the country and they would adopt live, you know, right there on the train depot, these children, and rarely keeping siblings together. But for 70 years, that was happening in this country. And that was essentially this country's foster care adoption process prior to 1930.
I see a lot of people getting images in their head when you tell a story like that, and they think this play is going to be incredibly sad and incredibly hard to watch. So, Annie, you're one of the characters. You play, is it Andalusia?
Andalusia, yes.
So tell me a little bit about her, and tell me that there's going to be a little bit that people are going to feel uplifted as they come through this.
I can promise you people will feel uplifted when they come to see this. There is an element of sadness, but ultimately, there's happiness. My character is the older sister of three orphan children that run away from the train. And she is, I would call her the mother of the group in a very interesting way. And if you come see the show, you'll find out. But she is very caring for her siblings, even though she'll fight with them. It's very sibling-oriented show, and that's what I enjoy about it. I have two siblings, so I find no problem fake fighting with my siblings or seeing the love in that. And that's what the show is about. It's about family. And I think that's very important nowadays, too, just as relevant as it was for these three in 1910.
There are very few people still alive who can remember a situation such as this. Kevin, how did you get the actors into the characters, and how did you tell them about what this all meant?
Yeah, a couple of different ways, Jennifer. One, we have a dramaturg with us this summer, and for those that don't know what that is we actually have a student from Millikan who lives in Murfreesboro who offered to be our dramaturg and do research about the history and the time period and educated the actors about that. So that was real helpful. Jacob Schaefer is his name. And secondly, the PBS in 1995 did a documentary about the Orphan Train. And so we had one of our early rehearsals where we showed the documentary to the actors, we discussed it, we talked about the impact on the characters they're playing, and we also got plenty of help from our playwright, Carrie Catton, as well.
Carrie Catton is, as you said, an Illinois native. There are lots of things that go along with this play in addition to the play. I know that there's an exhibit that's going on in the theater. This is the Varsity Center for the Arts, of course, in Carbondale. Why so important to have this kind of interactive way of seeing this play?
Well, I believe history can, theater can make history come alive. And as we did last summer with Mother Hicks, people that saw that, bringing Southern Illinois history to life, this really, there were 9,000 children left on from the orphan train in the state of Illinois during those 70 years. So there are certainly relatives of those children, you know, around. We would love to have those people come to the play if they hear this broadcast. And Lebanon was a train stop for the orphan train. And we are helping illuminate all of those experiences through photos and letters, reproductions of actual photos and letters that will be on the wall in the lobby of the stage company at the Varsity from July 3rd through the 19th, which is the running of the show, which starts on the 10th, actually, but the exhibit will start on July 3rd. And Muriel Zachary, who was Cobden born and raised, went off to Kansas, and Muriel was the original curator of the National Orphan Train Museum in Concordia, Kansas, which still exists today in a big old train car. And Muriel happened to move back to the area just recently, and so we found out she was here, and she's helping advise us on our exhibit. So we're very excited about the audiences coming to see that, seeing the exhibit.
Sure. Annie, you talked about this being about family and being about love. How do you bring that about when you're also playing someone who is still a child?
I think children are the greatest vessels for love. I think there is nothing more loving than looking at a child with their family. That is the true essence of love. I think most adults forget what love really is, and the children bring it back. And that is very relevant to this show, especially. These children just bring joy into the lives of the people that they encounter. Even if it's not a happy moment, per se, there is the joy there, and family is ultimately the most important part of the story.
Annie Kafalas plays Andalusia. She's just one of the cast members of Heal and Home, which opens July 10th and runs through the 19th. It's a part of the Stage Company of Southern Illinois, their summer production. Kevin Purcell is the director. Kevin, Annie, thank you so much.
Thank you for
Jennifer.
Having us.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.